You look just absolutely lovely today.
And I do have kind of a red nose, and we're both so down in the mouth that Bobby would be playing Kind of Blue for us by Miles Davis. Probably the greatest jazz album ever recorded. I think the biggest selling jazz album ever recorded. Miles and Coltrane and Nat Adderley and Bill Evans and, you know, everybody good, basically.
Well, I know you get this funky cold.
Oh.
And I feel like somebody took a wood hook and stuck it in the side of my face.
So we're going to be a lot of fun to be with over the next 3 hours.
It's really, really good, yeah.
You couldn't ask for better company. And, you know, one way to look at all this, though, is you're glad you're not us. Listen to this show and think,
Glad we're not them.
I could be them. Things could be a lot worse. Or you could be Robert Atkins. Things could be even worse. That's what I'm thinking right now. I'm thinking, I feel really rotten, but at least I'm not Robert Atkins. And I also do want to say, you know, this is my fault that I have a cold. I kind of got a little sloppy with my diet and my vitamins and wheatgrass and echinacea. I got a little sloppy with it all. I got a little out of whack. I got off track.
Yeah.
And now I'm sick, and I deserve it. I understand that. I'm going to get back on track. I have a positive attitude. I am a mighty oak. I happen to be a very sick mighty oak right now, but I can heal myself. But while I am sick, I am enjoying the benefits of many dangerous chemicals. During the day, I prefer sort of things in your DayQuil family of medicines, although I don't actually take DayQuil. I take store-brand knockoff DayQuil.
The... No, I can't call it that. I'm sorry.
But the urine-colored...
No. Members of my family used to refer to it as a, you know, when you don't know what the name of it is.
Yeah.
We won't use that word.
This is sort of a knockoff.
Yeah.
And it makes me feel good. I mean, it doesn't make me feel good. It makes me feel not as horrible as I really do feel.
Right.
And then at night, I descend down into the depths of nighttime cold medicines, yeah. Which are...
I don't know what company makes Ambisol, but whoever it is, I'm buying stock in that, let me tell you.
So anyway, it's a whole Maurice Sendak trip for me every night. We have lots of things to talk about today. I believe we have some guests as well. I'm not entirely sure who they are.
Bruce and Colin shall return.
So anyway, back to the Roosevelt Hotel. So I'm finally done, and they hand me my bag, and I look at the Secret Service and I look him right in the eyes, and I said, remember, never buy a bag that folds three ways. I just walked away. I thought, you know, I'll probably be tailed the rest of the time I'm in New York City. And then I actually did check the bag illegally in the hotel and walked out and lived to tell the tale.
Do you have the power? You do if you're playing.
Minute. Ron?
Hey, guys. I'm sorry to hear you both sound under the weather today. It's not fun.
Well, we're soldiering on anyway. We're not big crybabies.
I know.
Well, we are big crybabies.
You guys are tough. I'm really impressed.
Were you saying something about me on the Buddy? Were you casting asparagus on me on the Buddy Vicevich show today?
Not exactly. I'll leave it to your interpretation. Buddy said that you two had started a pool on when he was going to melt down on the air.
Yeah.
And I said that's pretty funny coming from Colin, who sort of starts out that way. So. I don't know. Was that casting aspersions?
That wasn't too bad.
That's what I thought. I enjoy you guys. I mean, you even if I don't agree with you. But I had the other day I was getting on my costume for listening to Buddy, and had a question pop into my mind. I figured Bruce could probably answer this.
First of all, the thought of you in your rubber pants is really kind of exciting to us. But we're going to have to put you on hold again because we have to go to traffic. We'll come back to this question. Possibly an indication.
When last we joined Ron, he was
doing
nothing,
basically. Well,
Colin, you're wrong about the rubber pants. That's more like, you know, if I stay up to listen to Art Bell, it would be the rubber pants.
Okay.
For Buddy, it's the...
I don't want to hear what you put on for Buddy, all right?
Oh, yeah, you do. Yeah, it's the you know, it's the navy blue, you know, jodhpurs and tunic and the white stock, you know, and the red sash and Sam Brown belt and the long black cavalry boots and... you know, the saber and the pearl-handed pistols and the Hessian greatcoat. And
okay, you're making me hot. What is it you want to talk about?
So I have a question about Buddy's negotiations to stay on at the station. Do I get it right that, like, this was really just that it had to go on so long just because Jim had to feel like Steve had suffered enough? Was this like bargaining?
What are you asking us about? We don't know anything about this. And if we did, we wouldn't tell you, but we don't know anything about this.
Oh.
We don't know anything about any negotiations.
Oh, okay.
They don't tell us things like that.
Oh.
I didn't know there were negotiations.
Well, I mean, he's going
to... Why didn't he get paid in food pellets like the rest of us?
He's actually going to be there for another year, I hear.
He's going to be here for another year?
Yeah. You know, you got an eye for talent, Colin.
I had no idea. I don't know anything about that. I mean, I'm not even being coy or anything. I mean, we don't talk. Bruce and I get paid in either food pellets or shocks, depending on how the week has gone. So we don't know anything about anybody else's contracts or anything like that.
Well, I'm going to go get dressed for the rest of your show.
You're over-involved with Buddy, though. You really have to let go.
Well, you know,
And why are you asking us? You're part of Buddy's posse. Why don't you go out the silo and ask him about these contract negotiations?
Buddy really gets mind share. That's what can I tell you? You know, you guys, you're there, and some of the other shows are there, but Buddy gets mind share. What can I tell you? I think Buddy and I are kindred spirits. It's sad.
And perhaps a little more, too. Anyway, we have to go. Singer Paula West. I mean, I'm not sure that that's the right song to be playing. I mean, it certainly sums up, you know, the depressed and despondent mood here in the studio. But I think what we need is to counteract that. We need, you know,
something of a Lop
Ella singing Get Happy.
Yeah.
You know, or something like that.
That I can go for.
We'll work
we have a little Ella here.
Yeah, we do have some. I can help with that. But we are troopers. We are troopers, and we are Mighty Oaks.
Did you say, or troopers?
Both. But
my ears were plugged.
Yeah, we are.
Stupid, I thought I heard.
We're sick, but we're Mighty Oaks, and we're gonna soldier on because that's what people have to do. And also, our other goal in being here is to make the morning team sick by breathing on their microphones. Our number is
to make other people feel bad.
Yeah.
In the station.
Well, the Huskies cannot play defense, but on the other hand, Jim Calhoun did not use the F-word anywhere near so much. So there has been some growth. There has been some improvement. It's time for Sports Artois, the very French sports discussion segment. Avec Monsieur Ladine, Monsieur Bruce Stevens, and myself. The very sick Louis Gascon de la Mer.
Louis, don't sound too healthy today.
No. I'm not at the top of my game. But you will be the cornbread Maxwell. You will be the man I climb on your shoulders.
Gee, I'll try to live up to that.
I know that I've only got 20 minutes left to survive, and I'm ready.
I saw Steve Salhaney in the next room. Did he have anything to do with that at all?
He gave me an injection.
Inspirational speech or something?
He gave me an injection. He wouldn't tell me what was in it, but he told me that it would help.
I knew he was either giving you an injection or giving Bobby Sherwood Valentine advice, and I couldn't really make up my mind as to which was which.
It's usually, what we usually get are vitamins, amphetamines, and human placenta. It's all in one big syringe. And it gets us over the finish line. And that's all we're trying to do here, is get over the finish line.
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh.
Let's go to work.
Oh.
Let's take these calls.
Okay.
Come on, let's tackle this stuff.
Calm down.
I'm ready.
Calm down.
Here's a Rick. I may be feverish, but I'm ready.
Rick in West Hartford. Rick.
Hey, Colin, I'm sorry you're not feeling too well. I was calling in about a comment you made just in...
Here is Dan in a car. Dan.
Yeah, hi. Calling because I wait on hold for an hour yesterday and didn't take my call. Why is it that you use the same intelligence, the same faulty intelligence, according to you, to say that there's no weapons of mass destruction, but then use the same intelligence to say that there's no connection between Al-Qaeda and Iraq? So you're saying it's faulty intelligence, but it's good when it meets what you think is correct. You're a phony. You're a fucking phony.
Oh, that was great. Well, he'll be banned from the show for a while. You know, underlying his charming demeanor...
All of a sudden, your voice doesn't sound so good. It's looking pretty good, isn't it?
It's kind of an interesting point. The difficulty with this is that everybody has tried to prove some kind of connection between Al-Qaeda and Saddam Hussein, not even just our intelligence, but intelligence agencies all over the world, and it just has never, ever been established. And it's also not fair or accurate to say that it's the same intelligence that says that there's no weapons of mass destruction or I mean, what we have is the luxury of David Kay going in there and investigating and finding no weapons of mass destruction. Those aren't the same. I mean, they aren't the same intelligence estimates. So no. I mean, in the same way.
Here's Kathleen in a car. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I just have a comment. Like I said, I love Bruce and Colin,
mm-hmm.
and I listen to the show every day. I work in Meriden and live out by Yukon, so I have quite a drive. And I have been working with the Middle East for 13 years. And now, while I find Syria...
Hi, guys. Just a quick question for Colin.
Mm-hmm.
I while I don't always agree with you, I enjoy listening to you, right up until you pronounce Al-Qaeda. Why do you continue to pronounce it incorrectly?
It's a bad habit. Don't pick on me today. I'm sick.
It's Al-Qaeda with a wrong I, or Al-Qaeda with a wrong A, but I-Ada, as you use it, it doesn't exist in the Arabic language, and it barely exists in the English language.
All right, I'll try to stop.
Okay, thank you.
Goodbye.
You must be sick.
All right. Actually, the Voice of America pronunciation guide says that there is a little... Al-Qaeda, there's like a little extra syllable in there, but I'm still not doing it right. I think he's right. It's a bad habit I got into. Oh, okay, we have to take this call. Thanks, Neil.
All right, Nina.
Nina, she's back.
Oh, my goodness. I was thinking I wouldn't get on, and then I was thinking I'm like taking Locutus's place. Am I on?
You're on.
Or am I on one of those shows where you don't hear you?
No.
Yeah, well, my point is that I think it's important to check on Bush whether he did his duty, as he said, because I think they're lying. It seems quite clear that they're lying.
Well, I think they're lying, too. I agree that they're lying. I just don't know how productive a line of inquiry that's going to be. I mean, I think they're lying about even more important things, too. So.
Yeah, but why reject any part of his lies as a point to make?
No, I understand what you're saying. I'm just so thrilled that you called. I'm just... The cockles of my heart are just... No, I'm not going to... All I can do is just express incredible gratitude.